They're big, they're noisy, and when they hit your windshield or get squished underfoot, they're messy. The 17-year cicadas are visiting eastern parts of the country. Essayist Naomi Lewin lives in Cincinnati, where the pre-cicada hype has been unrelenting.
Last time the cicadas emerged, I was living in Manhattan, a place all insects except cockroaches are smart enough to avoid. So when my Cincinnati neighbors started running around like Homoptera with their heads cut off, I maintained an attitude of quiet amusement. A friend who lived through the 1987 go-around tried to warn me. It's like the Bible interpreted by Stephen King. Times a zillion. When you're fighting off clouds of huge, red-eyed, wingy-zingy creatures, biblical is the word that comes to mind. Apparently for the cicadas, too, because begetting seems to be their sole raison d'être. Around here, that's being celebrated with Cicada the Musical, which promises to examine the issues that matter most to them, sex and death, under a magnifying glass or in a funhouse mirror. I don't know about the funhouse mirror, but it strikes me that when it comes to sex, if you need a magnifying glass, you're in trouble. By the way, Cicada the Musical is being presented outdoors, if you can hear it. Pets love them. Squirrels love them. To most members of the animal kingdom, Mother Nature has just laid on an all-you-can-eat banquet that gives a whole new meaning to billions served. Despite, or maybe because of, the fear factor, humans have come up with recipes too, like cicada-topped pizza, best accompanied, says its creator, by a crisp Chardonnay, and penne a la cicada. They say cicadas should be consumed young, soft shell, as it were, and no, they do not taste like chicken. They taste like cold canned asparagus. There's a recommendation. For dessert, try cicada pie. It's made with a pint of cream, so it's even Atkins-friendly, but the best part of the pie recipe is that it has a lattice crust. Presentation is everything. Then there's the historical perspective on circadian rhythm. When they emerged in 1970, the U.S. had just invaded Cambodia. In 1987, there was Iran-Contra. And now, you have to wonder if they don't come out, take a look around, and dive back down, desperately hoping that things will be better in another 17 years. Or maybe they're just biding their apocalyptical time until the coast is clear and they have the whole place to themselves. The bugs shall inherit the earth.
Naomi Lewin has a few new neighbors living with her these days in Cincinnati.